Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
29596.
Thank you. 1 minute, please.
Yes, ma'am.
And your first and last name, please.
The first name is Melissa. My last name is Pope, spelled P-O-P-E. Excuse me.
Thank you, Ms. Pope. And I do see an account in your name. Would you verify the address, please, for security?
Yes, it's 3588 Highway 9 West Wallace, South Carolina, 29596.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the information. Oh, go ahead, ma'am. I'm listening.
Oh, go ahead. No, you go right ahead.
Oh, just letting you know what I see here with this account. What pops mm-hmm. up, ma'am, is an online order that's, of a, it's a sweepstakes ticket to try to win an ice maker.
Well, see, I didn't order any of that, and I didn't do any of that, and y'all have sent me one of my payments back, and I was told to wait till Tuesday, which is today, to call back to see if my second payment was returned to me, because payments were taken out in October and November for $39.99. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've only received one of my payments back, so that's why I'm calling. I want my second payment back.
So both, I think, were refunded on the same time. Let me confirm this right now.
No, ma'am, they were not. I can check. I've looked at my bank account. I've had my bank check it and all.
It physically says it's been refunded. So give me 1 minute. This is refunded 11:15, so I need to check on this for you to make sure that this is going well.
No, it's only been one refunded because actually the bank has taken out papers to get both of them back, and I've only gotten one back.
Let me see here.
And yes, it was returned on the 15th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But that was only one of them. I'm missing another one.
Let me see here. Yeah, we have to see why you're missing another one.
Same.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still checking it out for you.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, it finally went through the bank on the 16th.
Okay. You mean that one you're talking about?
Yes, ma'am, that one. Yes, ma'am.
See, as I'm looking as a customer representative, both charges have been refunded. So I need to see what's here. So, ma'am, did you open a dispute with the bank?
The bank did it, yes, ma'am. They sure did.
Well, the reason I say that, ma'am, is because while I'm looking to see where your money is, it seems to be that second one that you didn't get,
mm-hmm.
that the bank took the money, that there was a chargeback. Whatever you thought you were supposed to be getting, the bank took it back.
Okay, so the bank has my money?
That is correct. So you have to speak to the bank to see what's going on. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'll call them when they open at 10 o'clock. I sure will. Because, see, the only one I see is the one that was, because there was one taken out. Hang on, I can tell you. On the 14th of November.
Mm-hmm.
And it was returned on the 16th of November. And then there was one taken out on October 12th. that has not been returned yet that I'm aware of.
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one? So one of them has been returned, and the other one, the bank, when they disputed it, they got it, right?
Yes. So when you open up a dispute, so I thought mm-hmm. you were just calling to deal with us, right? Mm-hmm. If you not just mm-hmm. us, but any company.
Well, I did in the beginning, and the lady.
And what happened?
They only sent one back. I couldn't get anybody on the phone. Nobody wanted to talk to me about it. They said, "Oh, yes, you did order it. Yes, you did." And I said, "No, I didn't." And when they told me that, and would not even acknowledge it. I went and had the bank do the dispute on both of them. So then, after the bank done the dispute that same day, then the first one showed up, and they were returning it. Okay, then the second one has never showed up.
Okay, right.
And yeah.
I think it never showed up because
of the dispute.
The dispute that the bank, it's final judgment on the account.
Okay.
And what happens for us is that then that is shut down. The bank is in charge, and then it goes back to them.
Okay. So I need to call them then and find out what's going on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, because they need to inform you all the time. They're your bank. You know.
Yes,
I mean?
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes,
so that's
ma'am.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, ma'am, do you have the cancellation number on this account that you know nothing is being charged on it, or are you aware?
No, they did not give me anything.
May I give you the cancellation number?
Give me just 1 minute to get something to write with and on, and I'll take it from you.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on. Okay. Okay.
That number is C like Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
Oh, take your time.
Mm-hmm. Give me just 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay, C is in Charlie. Yes, ma'am.
And then it is 262.
Mm-hmm.
565.
Mm-hmm.
373.
373?
That is right.
Okay.
Any other questions, ma'am?
No, ma'am, but I will be calling the bank, and I thank you so much. Do I need any reference numbers or anything on these?
So when you call in, giving your name and your zip code is perfect. We can get access to your information. The order number I just gave you, the cancellation number, is just an extra to have, you know, to have, yeah, and know the status of the account. But otherwise, your name and your zip code is good enough.
Yeah, because I had to go get a new debit card and everything because I didn't order anything, and I'm like, who is ordering stuff in my name? So, yeah.
I'm glad you fixed that for yourself there, you know.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Okay,
well, thank you so much. Yes, ma'am.
You're
so
welcome. Thanks for calling customer support, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, ma'am. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, bye-bye.